Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 14. Bacterial reduction in river water using nanocellulose membrane from pineapple biomass with ferrospheric oxide reinforcement. Author, D. Sukri Affiliation, Department of Food and Agricultural Product Technology, Universitas Analas, J.L. Limomanis, Padang, Indonesia. Author, H. Suryanto Affiliation, Department of Mechanical Engineering, Malang State University, Indonesia. Author, F. Kurniawan Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Science and Data Analytics, Institute Teknologi Sepulu. November, Surabaya, Indonesia. Author, P. D. Hari Affiliation, Department of Food and Agricultural Product Technology, Universitas Analas, J. L. Limomanis, Padang, Indonesia. Author, R. M. Fiana Affiliation, Department of Agrotechnology, Universitas Analas, J. L. Limomanis, Padang, Indonesia. Author, Rini Affiliation, Department of Food and Agricultural Product Technology, Universitas Analas, J. L. Limomanis, Padang, Indonesia. Corresponding author, D. Sukri. Abstract, background and objectives. Constructing a nanocellulose membrane from biomass waste can lessen harmful environmental effects owing to its ability to absorb chemical and microbiological impurities. Therefore, nanocellulose membranes with magnetic properties were developed as a powerful apparatus for reducing microbials and dyes in water. Methods. In this study, bacterial cellulose acetate-based nanocomposite membrane with ferrospheric oxide nanoparticle reinforcement was produced from pineapple peel biowaste extract through fermentation and esterification. High-pressure homogenization was used to produce nanoproperties of cellulose from pineapple. Meanwhile, the ultrasonic homogenizer was used to mix the produced nanocellulose with the ferrospheric oxide with various treatment, 0.25, 0.50, 0.75, and 1.08% of cellulose acetate, to produce nanocomposite membrane. The membrane was then applied for the removal of bacteria and dyes. The samples were water from local rivers located near industries such as rubber, cement, and tofu industries. The effectiveness of the nanocomposite membrane at bacteria and dyes reduction was assessed. Findings: nanocellulose membrane effectively reduced gram-negative bacteria and anionic dyes in the water samples. The ferrospheric oxide reinforcement enhanced the effectiveness of the membrane on bacteria and dye reduction. The addition of ferrospheric oxide resulted in a greater amount of dye degradation, and the presence of greater than or equal to 0.75% ferrospheric oxide indicated an optimum ability to kill bacteria. Conclusion: ferrospheric oxide yielded good results in reducing the number of microbes and anionic dyes in the water samples tested. The results of this research can be used as basic data to advance the use of nanocellulose membranes as a biomaterial for controlling environmental impacts. Keywords: bacteria environment, ferrospheric oxide reinforcement, viability waste. You can read full article at gjesm.net.